it's Monday morning again, and you have got to make it to your job. But your over the weekend hangover has got you feeling just like you are a natural slob. And one look in the mirror, and you know this is one work week that you really should never begin. But a look at your wallet shows you that financial rigor mortis has already set in. So after a quick bird bath and a wee bit of combing your hair, you rush to the table, but there is no breakfast there. So you start pilfering your old lady's pocketbook, cursing and wondering why you ever married this lazy chick. But really, it's too late now to cry. And all the way to work on a sardine-packed subway, you know that life ain't nothing but one continual drag. Especially when you had to get up and give your seat to that old beat-up hag. Now, it is very common knowledge on Monday morning, everybody's allowed a few minutes late. But Jim, you in such bad luck that the boss is waiting for you at the gate. So now your acting ability becomes very superb. And you'd even rival an Academy Award winner. But you know this old guy, he's very foxy. So you work at your job while having your dinner. Well, after the day is through and you get home, there is no hot supper awaiting you. And then in comes your wife from a social tea with, oh, daddy, please forgive me. Now you're ready to go up beside this old chick's head, 'cause this is more than any man can stand. But just then you remember what the police said would happen if you ever lift your hand. So you make it down to the corner tavern with the deuce you borrowed on the gig and order up a triple E-rini to keep you from blowing your natural wig. Well, then later on you ease back to the crib after you show that this old chick done gone to bed, 'cause you know there ain't nothing worse can happen unless you wake up dead.